There's a story told about the great Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam in the end of the 1800s, beginning of the 1900s, where he turned to his Rebbe Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and he said, "If only I was created with the intellect, with the genius and the brilliance of the great Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and if only," he said, "I had the heart and the sensitivity and the feeling of the great Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda, and if only," he said, "I had the moderation and the character, the midos of you, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, then I'd be able to be the perfect and the quintessential Eved Hashem. But unfortunately," he says, "I was not created with any of that. I don't have the mind, I don't have the brilliance, and I don't have the feeling and the sensitivity, and I don't have the midos." And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter turned back at him and he said, "That is your biggest mistake. Because you, Naftali Amsterdam, were created with the intellect and the mind and the heart and the sensitivity and the midos and the feelings that only you will have. And that is the only way that you can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no other way to do it." That is the famous story there of Yisrael Salanter and his Talmud, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, exchange. But the truth is, it dates back so much earlier than the 1800s. In the 1700s, the great Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Litzato, the Mesilas Yesharim, opens up the Sefer with this very point, with this line, and he says, "Yisod HaChassidus V'Shorash HaAvoda Tmima." What is the purpose? What is the way to be the greatest Eved Hashem? Writes the Ramchal in the very opening line of the Mesilas Yesharim, "Sheyizbarer V'Yisames Eitzel HaAdam Ma Chovaso Ba'Olamo." My job in life is to understand, what is my personal mission? What is my personal responsibility? What is my duty? What does the Ribbono Shel Olam say is chovaso ba'olamo? Something that only I can accomplish and nobody else. And that, says the Ramchal, is the most important thing for everybody to remember. That is why he begins the Sefer in that way. You go across the spectrum, not only the Ramchal, not only Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, but you have the Chassidus Sfarim talk about it at length. So one example, which is a very startling one, is Rabbi Tzedek HaKohen Milublin, passed away in 1900, and he writes, "Kishem." It's a startling statement. The same way, he says, "Shetzarech Adam Lahamin Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu," the same way that it's axiomatic that a Jew obviously needs to believe in God, otherwise, what is it that we're doing here? What is it that we serve? Why is it that we follow all the mitzvahs and the Torah? Why do we daven? So obviously, he says, the same way that you need to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach, so too, he says, and no less important than the first point is, "Tzarech Adam Lahamin Ba'atzmo." A Jew needs to make sure that they start to believe in themselves. V'sheyesh la'kadosh baruch hu esek imo, and to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam has an interest in you, and nothing else matters but you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that you should spend your life in a very important way. So in the very beginning of Parshas Vayetze, we are told, "Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er sheva, vayelech charana." Yaakov leaves the town, and he goes to Haran. Rashi picks up on the obvious point. Obviously, if he goes to Haran, it means he left the town where he was. He left Be'er Sheva. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way to tell us, "Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva"? Isn't that obvious when you read the Psukim even further? So Rashi says in the name of the Medrash, it comes to teach us that Yitzias Tzadik min Ha'ir, when you have a Tzadik who leaves a particular community, Pana Ziva, Pana Hadara, Pana Hoda. When he leaves the city, all of his influence and everything that he was able to accomplish is now lost from that city as well. And Rashi there says, we find the same thing by Rus and Naomi. We're about to read on Shavuos the Megillas Rus. And there, Rashi says, we learn the same idea. Once Rus and Naomi leave a town, we know that their influence is no longer going to be felt there. So Rashi needs some explanation, because the Torah normally does not use two psukim to tell us the same concept, the same idea. So why do we need to learn it from both Rus and Naomi, as well as from the great Yaakov Avinu? And perhaps the idea is, Rabbi Yoel Schwartz writes this in his Sefer Davar Be'ito, maybe the reason why is because each of them have a different lesson. Obviously, Rus and Naomi were living in Moab, and when somebody who's righteous, but living amongst those who are perhaps not as righteous as they are, when they leave the town and leave nobody behind, obviously that makes an impact, it makes a difference. Because all that you brought to the community is no longer going to be there. Each individual person can bring something special, and when they leave, that influence is gone. But what do we learn from Yaakov Avinu? What we learn there is, even though he left behind his father, Yitzchak, and he left behind his mother, the great Tzadekes Rivka, it's not like the city was bereft of great people. The city had two towering figures, but yet, what we learn from Yaakov Avinu is that even when somebody like that leaves a city, we also have a tremendous roshim, we also have a tremendous loss, because you might have Yitzchak and Rivka, you might have great influences around you, but the influence of this individual person and everything that they were able to bring to the table was something that will never be replaced by anyone else, because ma chovaso ba'olamo. What does the Ribono Shel Olam want of me? And that is something that nobody else is able to contribute to the community that I live in. I mention this because if you look in Parshas Bamidbar, we have all of the counting that is done. And you go through all of the Shvatim. And in the middle of all that, in Perek Dalet Pasuk Yutes, the Pasuk says, V'samu osam ish ish al avodaso ve'al maso. After everybody is counted, we have the Torah tells us what the job of the Kohanim and Leviim are. And there the Torah says very clearly that we all have an obligation to make sure that it is ish ish al avodaso ve'al maso. Each Kohen and Levi has to know exactly what his job is. And nowhere does he have the right to switch from one position to another. So much so that the Gemara says in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph that we have two different categories of Leviim. Some Leviim are the Mishorerim. Some of them had good voices, knew how to play music, and that was their designated job in the Beis HaMikdash. Others were not able to do that job, and they were the Shoarim. They were the ones who kept the gates. They watched over all of the gates that entered into the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, Kohen that goes and does the Avodah of a Levi, or a Levi that goes and does the Avodah of a Kohen, there says the Gemara, Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. However, says the Gemara, what is the halacha when a Levi goes and does the job of another Levi? Obviously, if a Kohen does the job of a Levi, or a Levi does the job of a Kohen, they're both in the inappropriate places. But if I'm a Levi anyway, why can't I just switch for the day? I want to see what it's like to do the job at the gates. You want to see what it's like to play in the band in the Beis HaMikdash and sing music and be involved in that part. Says the Gemara, absolutely not. And the question is, will you even be chayiv misa bidei shamayim in that case? When a Levi switches with his friend, another Levi, and does the job that he would like to do for that day. And the Gemara gets into a discussion there, but the point being that we all have a job, and everybody, as the Pasuk says, has ish ish al avodaso ve'al maso. That is not something that is only said in terms of the Kohanim and the Leviim. This is something that is said for every Jewish individual, for every Jewish person has to recognize that they have something unique that they can accomplish, they have something different that they can bring to the table, and there is nobody else in the world who would be able to ever contribute in the way that you are. And this is something that I always found troubling. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he has his first encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, I always found this to be so strange. You're waiting years and years to have somebody who's going to encounter the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael is stuck in Mitzrayim. They don't know what's going to be. All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the sneh, v'hinei ha-sneh boer ba'esh, v'ha-sneh inenu ukol. He sees a very strange sight in front of him, and he decides, you know what, I should watch what's going on. Suddenly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears, and he has a conversation with Moshe. What is the first thing that the Ribono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu? You would think, after years and years of the absence of this Ruach HaKodesh, of the absence of somebody having direct communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would think that the Ribono Shel Olam would say a very profound message to Moshe Rabbeinu. But what does he say? The first thing he says is, Shalna alecha me'al raglecha, ki hamakom asher ata omed alea ad mas kodeshi. What is that all about? Really, is that the most important thing you have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu? When he's waiting for years and years to finally have a revelation, when Klal Yisrael is waiting for somebody to come and tell them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for them, this is what you tell him, Shalna alecha me'al raglecha, and suggests Rav Meir Shapiro so beautifully. Moshe Rabbeinu here is being taught the most critical lesson that every single human being needs to know, and that is, Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha, take your shoes off, and stop trying to be living the life of someone else. Stop trying to run here, and stop trying to run there. Stop looking at everybody else, and what they're living, and how they're living, and what it is that they're doing, and what kind of job they may have gotten. None of that is relevant to you. You know why? Because hamakom asher ata omeid aleha, ad mas kodeshi. Exactly the place and the circumstances and the situation that the Ribono Shel Olam has put you in this world, that is the only sanctified ground that you will walk on in your life. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is taught from his very first encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most critical lesson for a human being to live a really meaningful life is to understand that your makom, where you have been placed, where God has decided to put you, with your family, with your community, with all the circumstances, all the talents that you have, that is admas kodeshi, and learn to appreciate it. Stop trying to run to live the life that somebody else might be living. That is why Moshe Rabbeinu was taught that on his very first opportunity to encounter the Shekhinah, to encounter the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. There's an amazing Gemara, Maseches Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that a melech, when he takes upon himself the mantle of leadership, so the Gemara says that he has to do a number of things. So the Gemara tells us he's not allowed to have more than a certain amount of wives, he can't have too many horses, and he has all kinds of guidelines. But one of the mitzvahs that he needs to do is, v'kasev lo es mishnah ha-Torah azos. He has to write his own private Sefer Torah. And not only that, the pasuk then goes further, v'kara bo kol yemei chayav. He has to make sure that it travels with him everywhere. And he has to make sure that every day he studies from that Sefer Torah. That is the personal Sefer Torah of the melech. Says the Gemara, what if my father was a king, and he already had commissioned the Sefer Torah to be written for him? So the Gemara there says, Af al pi shehinichu lo aviv Sefer Torah, even if my father may have been a melech, and also already had a Sefer Torah written, and now he gives it to me, Yerusha, I am the next king, says the Gemara, Af al pi kein, mitzvah sheyichtov lo mishalo. You have an obligation to write and to whittle out your own Sefer Torah. Why is that? If the whole objective here is v'karabo kol yemei chayav, as long as I have my father's Sefer Torah, this will be traveling with me all over. I will be able to take guidance from the Sefer Torah. Why do I need to commission a new sofer to write a new Sefer Torah? Yeah. But that is the gzeiros hakasev. That is what the Gemara says. And my father always told me perhaps what it means for all of us who are not melachim. Perhaps what it means for us is the very same. Af al pi shehinichu lo aviv Sefer Torah. Even if one's father may have left over all kinds of very holy and important traditions, and my father is such a tzaddik, and he has such a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes no difference. Mitzvah sheyichtov lo mishalo, we all have an opportunity and a job and a responsibility in life to write our own Sefer Torah, to make our own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is irrespective of whatever relationship our parents had. Obviously, the Masorah is very important, and we should never neglect it and never forget about it, but never hide behind it. Don't allow yourself to say, well, my parents, my grandparents, we have so many stories that we tell in the family from generations prior. That is not good enough. Af al pi shehinichu lo aviv Sefer Torah, mitzvah sheyichtov lo mishalo, because you walk on holy ground, because you are living on Admas Kodesh, and you are the only one who can actually accomplish, as the Torah says in our parsha, ish ish al avodaso, v'almaso. Every human being needs to understand what their particular job should be and how much they can accomplish in the lives and the circumstances that only they were giving. Let us just close with one final insight, and that is the highlight of our davening every day is Kedusha. When we say, Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam. So the Chafetz Chaim has an amazing comment. Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam. You ever thought about the words? What do we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We should have the opportunity to sanctify your name in this world, kishem shemagdishim oso b'shmei marom, the same way that the malachei hasharis, the heavenly angels, give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give him nachas ruach, that is the way we should also? It's an impossibility. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm a human being, they're malachim, they know how to praise God far better than I ever will. So what am I asking for? This is the highlight of the tefillah every day, nekadesh hashimcha ba'olam. I offer a tefillah that simply makes no sense. What does that mean? Suggests the Chafetz Chaim so beautifully. We have a Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, where we're told a statement that seems to be inconsequential to most of us, but the Chafetz Chaim sees very important meaning here. The Gemara says that each of the Malachei Hashareis has a particular way in which they serve. So the Gemara says one of the Malachim, Michael Ba'achas, when he's sent on a mission, whatever job he has to do, he goes one step. He starts from Shamayim, goes directly to the place where he needs to go. Says the Gemara, Gavriel B'shtayim. When Gavriel is sent on a mission, he has a stopover flight. He has to stop somewhere, and then he goes on the second leg of his journey to get to where he has to. Says the Gemara, Eliyahu Hanavi B'shmoneh. The great Eliyahu Hanavi, when God sends him on a mission, it takes him 8 different stops until he can get to his ultimate destination and do the job that he's supposed to do. Says the Chafetz Chaim, after you read that Gemara, you can wonder, why doesn't Eliyahu HaNavi turn around to his friend Michael and say, why is it fair? I don't understand. Both of us are working L'Shem Shamayim. I work for God the same way you work for God. Both of us are given a job. And when you're asked to do your job, you can do it immediately. Michael Ba'achas. You can go right away, you can take care of it and go right back. But me, I have to take 8 stops along the way until I get there. I have to wait so long to do whatever it is that God expects me to do. It's not fair. And Michael has a right to turn to Eliyahu HaNavi and say, hey, Why am I always in such a rush? I wouldn't mind taking 8 stops along the way. I'll stop off in Germany. I'll see what's going on there, do some sightseeing. I'll go to Italy. I'll go to South Africa and all kinds of places that I can check out. Why am I always rushing? Why can't I do the job the same way that Eliyahu HaNavi does it? He takes his time, 8 stops along the way till he gets to where he needs to. Then he goes back. God gives him another job. Why don't we have the same kind of job description as each other? After all, we're both working for the same boss. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is what we ask for. Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam Kishem Shemakdishim Oso B'Shmei Marom. We should be granted the strength and the fortitude to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world the same way that your Malachi HaShari serve you in heaven. Eliyahu doesn't complain that he doesn't have the same kind of job description as Michael. Michael never complains that he doesn't have the same kind of job as Gabriel. Everybody's comfortable with exactly what they do because they know that they are all there in the service of God, and that is their only purpose. That is their only mission. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is an incredibly profound tefillah that we offer every single day. This is why it is the height of our tefillah every day. Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam, what more can a person ask for than I should learn to be comfortable with the circumstances of my own life. I should learn to stop looking around and be jealous of the lives that others are living. I should learn to appreciate the set of circumstances that God has put into my life and to understand that He has put me on Admas Kodesh and I have the opportunity to make the most of it. That, says the Chafetz Chaim, is what we mean when we daven this tefillah every single day. And that perhaps is what the Torah means in our parsha when it says, each and every Jew has to be told exactly what their job is. Ish ish al avodaso ve'al maso. It applies not only to a Kohen, not only to a Levi, but to every single human being has to be able to appreciate and understand what it is, ma chovaso ba'olam. What is my purpose? What is my mission? And what does the Ribono Shel Olam want for me to accomplish in the life that He has given me to live here on this earth?